shopping basket or react to the sight of a line at the ATMs. Again, as I say, if anthropology had been paying attention, and not just paying attention, but then collecting, collating, digesting, tabulating, and cross-referencing every little bit of data, from the extremely broad, how many people enter this store on a typical Saturday morning, broken down by age, sex, and size of shopper group, to the extremely narrow. Do more male supermarket shoppers under 35 who read the nutritional information on the side panel of a cereal box actually buy the cereal compared to those who just look at the picture on the front? Well, then, we wouldn't have had to invent the science of shopping. In 1997, when this volume was originally written, the academic world knew more about the marketplace in Papua New Guinea than what happened at your local supermarket or shopping mall. 20th century anthropology wasn't about what happened in your backyard. In 1997, I'd been fighting for what I knew was right for more than 10 years. And since then, a whole lot has changed. Companies across the world are now employing anthropologists to staff what have been popularly titled shopper and consumer insight groups. Ethnologic studies, that is to say, a science that breaks down humans into races,